This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, to perform physical culture radio, seven exercises that build serious strength and muscle mass. We have to talk about training sometimes on the show, you know. Then we're going to change it up, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Nabil Besada to talk about treating gum disease and how it reduces prostate cancer. Very important discussion for the guys out there. A couple announcements. First of all, Primal D. You can save $20 off a bottle of Primal D by using the coupon code 59. Wait, what is it? Isn't that something? I forgot what it was. Flash. FLASH 5995. Go to primal-d.com to learn about the ultimate in vitamin D supplementation. We have to thank our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceuticals. Their product line is All American EFX Sports, and right now they're giving away free samples of Carbolin, the most advanced pre-workout carbohydrate supplement in the world. So you can check that out by going to superhumanradio.com. Got to give a shout out to a guy who is on Google Hangouts right now, creating a hangout for Superhuman Radio listeners. His name is Chris Bielke. I want to thank him for his effort out there. And now, on to the important stuff here.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
So we promised on today's show to do something that we forgot to do last show. Do you remember what it was, Brooks?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to give a Kentucky Derby update to dinos around the world who either missed the Kentucky Derby and missed seeing someone very closely associated with physical culture radio, or saw that person live on the worldwide broadcast and didn't even know it.
So Trudy, Ms. Dinosaur Training Kubik, was at the Kentucky Derby, dressed up in full Kentucky Derby regalia, with her beautiful chapeau. You know, hats are real big around here during that period of time. And of all the tens of thousands of people in the crowd, the cameraman said, her, that girl. Remember Marlo Thomas, that girl? They zoomed in on her, and they had her singing My Old Kentucky Home, probably for real time, about 4 or 5 seconds, which was amazing. And you were sitting home watching it, and you were dumbfounded, right?
My jaw just absolutely hit the floor. It was absolutely amazing. And for those who are not from Kentucky or you know, not...
Yeah, they're going, what are these guys carrying on about, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. The Kentucky Derby is all about tradition. You know, there are certain things, you know, the men wear certain things, the women wear certain things, you know, they...
You eat certain things, you drink, you know, the mint julep, drink certain things, it's traditional, hundreds of years now.
Yeah, it really brings together a whole lot of the culture of the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the sport of horse racing, and it's fun, good stuff, but it all ties into this... You know, we have a certain way of doing things, and the broadcast follows that, as does the Derby. The Derby is not just one, you know, it's the Kentucky Derby is the final race of the day, but there's a whole day of horse racing, and it all builds up to the big race, the Kentucky Derby. And right before the race, it is a tradition, and it goes back, gosh, I think to the 1930s. It goes back... The University of Louisville band plays My Old Kentucky Home. song by Stephen Foster. And everybody in the stands, and there were over 170,000 people this year, you know, everybody in the stands sings the song, and for 2 minutes, everybody in the world
is a Kentuckian. Yeah. And there's not a dry eye. For some reason, that song just makes, especially women, just start crying.
It's a sentimental tearjerker of the first magnitude. And the way they film this, you start out, you blow the bugle call, okay, and now the horses with the jockeys on them slowly start walking down to the start gate. They're going down the track, and the camera shows you some of the horses and some of the jockeys, and then they pan to the crowd, and they show the crowd, and the Churchill Downs is just absolutely packed to maximum capacity. They show that, and then they always zoom in on one beautiful Southern belle wearing one of those big hats. As you said, you know, hats are part of the tradition. They zoom in, and she's singing, and then they go back to the jockeys on the horses, and here comes more and more of them down the track, and you can tell, you know, we're getting close to the Derby. And they go back and they show the crowd, and of course everyone's singing, and then they go back to another Southern belle, someone that exemplifies, epitomizes the Derby experience. And they do that three or four times while everyone is singing My Old Kentucky Home. And right near the end of it, the lines go, "Weep no more, my lady." And that's the one that everybody, if you're not starting to tear up at that point, you start. And they do the jockeys and the horses, they pan the crowd, and they finish on one woman out of the entire crowd that symbolizes the whole Derby experience. And this is not pre-planned or rehearsed in any way. They've got a bunch of guys with cameras out there looking for just the right person. And they're doing it in real time.
And Trudy was just the right person.
Trudy was just the right person. One of the cameramen found her. And so there she is. And you put the clip on Facebook.
It's right on my, for those of you who are friends of mine on Facebook, if you go to my Facebook wall, you'll see it. At the 1 minute and 21 second point, you'll see this gorgeous little blonde with a big hat on, and that is the gal who tamed the dinosaur himself, Trudy Kubik.
That's Trudy with her big blue eyes singing her heart out, and she was doing it in front of 16 million people.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, when I saw that, when that came on TV, I almost fell over. It was amazing.
Okay, so now onward and upward to the topic at hand, and the topic at hand is building big, strong muscles. Everybody's always looking for the secret, and we're going to give it to you today, and that is seven exercises that build serious strength and muscle mass. Where do you want to start, Brooks?
Let's go back to Reg Park. Remember Reg Park? Reg Park?
Oh, yeah.
Three-time Mr. Universe winner. You know, he was Arnold Schwarzenegger's idol.
I was going to say, didn't he bring Arnold here?
He did not bring Arnold here, but he was very instrumental in helping the young Arnold go from a very big, massive, but bulky young bodybuilder to, you know, what he became, which was the, you know, perhaps the greatest bodybuilder of all time and certainly the greatest of his generation. And Reg Park in the 1950s was absolutely the dominant bodybuilder. And probably from the, you know, early 1950s through mid-1960s at least, during the time that he won three Mr. Universe titles, essentially any time he entered the contest, he won. And that was before the Mr. Olympia. That was back when the Mr. Universe was the ultimate bodybuilding championship. So if you won that, you know, that was it. You were the best in the world. Park did that. He was light years ahead of virtually everyone else. There were a few other men, Bill Pearl, for example, you know, there were a few others who were extremely good, perhaps in his league. You know, it's a matter of personal preference, I suppose. But Park was just superhuman. And he was also tremendously strong. He was the second man in history behind Doug Hepburn, who was the world weightlifting champion in 1953. He was the second man in history to bench press 500 pounds.
Which was unheard of in that era. And now you can go to just about any real gym, I don't mean Planet Fitness, and find somebody who can bench 500 pounds. Isn't that something?
Well, you're talking about, remember, this is 1950.
No, I know. But
this is ages ago.
The point is, as humans push the limits, humans can then push the limits further.
The first person who breaks a barrier makes it easier for everyone else
to go, oh, wow, that's possible. I can do that.
yeah, exactly. But, you know, someone has to be first.
Right.
And the first was Doug Hepburn. And the second was Reg Park, a bodybuilder. And, you know, so think about that. I mean, how many times do you see something like that? A bodybuilder is the second person in the history of the world to hit some amazing goal in weightlifting and powerlifting. I mean, you know, that's a complete crossover, and Park did it. So the reason why I wanted to go back and start with Reg Park was this. Reg Park trained with basic exercises. You know, he did not do secret exercises. He did not do exotic movements that no one else was doing. He didn't have access to super machines of some sort that no one else had. He did the regular stuff that everyone else did. But there's a wonderful article written by a man named Ray Beck in Perry Rader's Old Iron Man, about 55, 56, 57. I think it's 1957, coincidentally, the year I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, Ray Beck is describing a workout that he saw Reg Park take during a North American tour. You know, Park was born in England, lived in South Africa, but he was on a tour in 1957 in North America, and he stopped in Vancouver, and he worked out, and Ray Beck watched him. And one of the things that Ray Beck noted was that Park did the standard exercises, but he did very small little changes that made them uniquely his own.
Hmm.
In other words, he took a basic movement and he did something that made it fit his body perfectly. You know, it was the angle of the toes when he was doing calf raises, the way he positioned the bar for a particular movement, just subtle little things that made the exercise work perfectly for his skeletal structure, his muscular insertions, the way his body was put together and the way his body worked. So you see what he was doing was he was training with a lot of thought.
So to his own unique kinesiology.
Exactly. He was focused on doing the exercise in a way that was perfect for his body and allowed him to exert maximum force and maximum power, handle the heaviest possible weights in good form, but to use strict form in all the exercises and to do the exercises in a way that were as easy on his body, on his joints, as possible. So what I did in a blog post that I put up yesterday on the Dinosaur Training site, I took that same sort of idea, which, by the way, is what I do in all of my own training, and I shared seven exercises that are not unusual movements by any stretch of the imagination, but I shared ways to do them for maximum effectiveness. Maximum muscle mass, maximum muscle strength.
Does maximum effectiveness always mean it is the hardest way to do the movement?
It really means two different things. It's the way that you can do the heaviest possible weight in good form.
Mm-hmm.
But that may, it may be the hardest way to do it, or it may be the easiest way to
do it.
That's a good point.
Okay. I want to take a break, and when we come back, we'll start in the next segment covering the first three of the seven movements that you need to know about if you are going to build serious strength and muscle mass from the dinosaur master himself, Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Cubic. Many of you are probably thinking, oh, these movements are all going to be movements we've heard before. They're basic movements, you know, multi-joint. We know. No. These are movements that you may have heard of before, but not done this way. And this these modifications are the game changers. So let's get started, Brooks. What is the first movement in the repertoire of seven?
The bottom position bench press. The bottom position bench press is an exercise that you do in a power rack. And unlike most power rack training, where people set the pins so that they can just do a lockout.
Yeah.
You know, use a real heavy weight.
Your arms are 70% extended, so you're just finishing the last 30.
Yeah. You know,
this is called from the chest bench, right?
It's from the chest, or what I call it, the bottom position bench press. You set the pins so that the bar is so low that you have to squeeze under it. You can barely get under it to get started. And you start from a dead stop at the bottom, push the bar all the way up until the arms are extended. Now, the reason that that is such a good exercise is you begin from a dead stop. Regular bench press, how do you do it? You have your arms are extended, lower the weight to the chest, come back up. And you have a little bit of a muscular rebound, momentum, stretch reflex going down and then helping you back up. Bottom position, you eliminate all that. It's pure strength to get that bar going. And in powerlifting competition, now the rules change from one organization to another and they've changed over time, but when I was competing, you lowered the bar to the chest, you paused, the bar had to be motionless. And then the referee said, press, and then you pressed it. And if you tried to jump the gun, you got disqualified.
And guess what? There's no bounce off the chest to help magic fingers happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know. So you had to do a super strict bench press in competition, and I found that doing the bottom position bench press was the best way to train my body to do that movement. In fact, it was so effective that when I was competing in powerlifting and bench press competitions, I never did regular bench presses. I only did them in competition. I trained exclusively on the bottom position movement. Now, first time you try this, you will be in for a rude awakening. You won't be able to handle very much weight at all.
You're not as strong as you think you are.
No, it's a total...
It's humbling.
It's an ego destroyer, but the point is that shows you that you have potential for improvement.
Yeah.
You know, so stick with it. It's a wonderful, wonderful movement.
And powerlifters take this to an extreme. They do something called benching out of the chains, where they load the bar with a weight that they know they can handle from the bottom up, but they put chains on the bar. So as they move away from the chest, the bar gets heavier and heavier incrementally as the chains come off the ground. And benching out of the chains is a technique you can use to enhance this if you want to start breaking plateaus. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I just wanted to throw that in there.
No, that's an excellent point, and it ties into the basic theme, which is there are very advanced ways to do the most basic of exercises. You don't need to look for a new exercise. You need to figure out the best ways to do the best exercises,
right,
the basic movements. So that's one. That's the bottom position bench press. The next one is the negative accentuated push press.
This is where you're doing a push press, and someone is standing over you going, you'll never amount to nothing. You're no good. You're too short. Your breath stinks. That kind of negativity? Oh, I'm sorry. I got it wrong.
I'm just picturing how that would work. You know, the thing there is you're doing a push press, so it's an overhead movement. So if someone really was standing next to you giving you that kind of grief, you could just drop the bar on them and they'll take care of that. Now, the push press is an overhead movement. You start with the bar at the shoulders as if you're going to do a regular military press or, you know, a regular standing overhead press. Dip your legs, drive with the legs that shoots the bar up, nose height, forehead height, and at that point, you push it up the rest of the way with arm and shoulder power. So it's a combination of legs, arms, shoulders. Now, that by itself is a good exercise and one that, more people should use. But the way to use it with maximum effectiveness for building your shoulders is this. You drive the weight overhead, and remember, this will be a heavy weight because you get it overhead with a combination of legs, arms, and shoulders. You have an overhead lockout. Now lower it back to the shoulders as slowly as you can. In other words, you accentuate the negative or eccentric portion of the movement on the return from overhead to shoulders. Then, when the bar is at your shoulders, take a breath, get set, once again use the legs to drive the bar overhead, and repeat, lowering it as slow as you can, do three reps. And I guarantee those will be the hardest three reps of a shoulder movement that you've ever done in your life. Because if you do it right, the negative portion is going to take 5 to 10 seconds on each rep. That's a whole lot of time under tension. That's just tremendous with a heavy weight.
Yeah, and you know, you're getting the weight up with momentum from your legs. It's really not the weight that you could easily push up there without that momentum. So clearly it's an overload on the way back down.
Exactly. Yeah. And this movement is so effective that back in the day when the military press was part of Olympic weightlifting competition, there were some lifters who didn't do the military press. They did this exercise, and that's all they did to train their press. And a lot of them who did that outpressed people who spent an hour a day training the military press.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, that shows you something. So the next exercise, this is an exercise that people either overdo or underdo. It's your basic barbell curl. And, you know, a lot of people are curl crazy. That's all they do. They go to the gym and they do curls for an hour, which is crazy.
And then they have arms that are huge and their shoulders are tiny and their chest is flat. Their back isn't thick or wide, but they have huge arms.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, you know, that's what a lot of people do. So, you know, in response, some people, you know, say, oh, never do curls. Curls are no good. You know, curls are a sissy exercise. Well, not really. So go back to the 1950s. Doug Hepburn, world weightlifting champion, one of the strongest men of all time, and he did curls as part of his regular training program, but he did them a special way. He did what I call power curls, and by that I do not mean a cheat curl. I mean a very strict curl. Here's what he did to make it as strict as possible. It's similar to the bottom position bench press. He built two very strong wooden boxes. The boxes were built so that the height was exactly right that he could put a barbell with a 45-pound Olympic plate on each end, standing with the barbell plate on the box, walk up to it, grab it, and he would be in exactly the right position to begin a curl. And he would begin each rep in the curl from a dead stop with the bar on the wooden boxes. Now, you may say, well, I can do that anyway because I can always do my curl.
Yeah, and I just stop at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, right. The two advantages are, number one, this absolutely assures that it's a complete dead stop. You're beginning with absolutely dead weight, just like you were doing a deadlift. I mean, that's why deadlifts are so hard. You know, you have to break the weight off the floor. That's number one. The other thing is, you can set yourself for each rep. You can stand there, flex your back, tighten your hips, flex your lats, dig the elbows into the lats. You form a perfect power base, and then you do your curl. And I need to emphasize, you're using a heavy weight and you're using perfect form. It's not a cheat curl. It's the strictest possible curl. But you work up to heavy weights. Hepburn worked up to 260 pounds.
From a dead stop curl like that?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
260 pounds.
Imagine what the tendons on his muscles were like in his arms.
Absolutely. And you know, the interesting thing about Doug Hepburn, after his weightlifting career was over, he tried to make it as a professional wrestler and later as a professional football player. Neither of those worked out, and the reason was he was a really nice person. He didn't like hurting people. And so even though he was strong as could be, he just didn't like to use that strength to knock other people over.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you what, if you can do a dead stop curl with 260 pounds, you can pancake someone really, really hard.
Oh, yeah. That takes a lot of strength.
Yeah. So, you know, people say, you know, curls are a sissy exercise. You don't need them. Well, tell you what, if you're in any sport where you're one-on-one against another human being, be it football, wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling, martial arts, judo, whatever, you know what? It's really good to have that arm strength, and this is the best exercise to do it.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up on the next three in the repertoire of seven muscle, strength, and mass builders that you must have in your training with Brooks Cubic. In the meantime, go to brookscubic.com to learn more, read his blogs, buy his books, and show him that you appreciate all the hard work he does on this show. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the relationship between gum disease and prostate cancer for you guys out there. Very, very important discussion. Right now, I'm joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, and we're revealing the seven movements that build the greatest degree of muscle mass and strength. We listed the first three. If you're just tuning in now, you'll have to download the podcast. What are the next three, Brooks?
Okay, so we've been talking about some upper body exercises. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about lower body training. One of the really good exercises for the legs, hips, and basically all around total body strength is the front squat. And one of the best ways to do the front squat with maximum effectiveness is what I call pause-style front squats.
Mm-hmm.
Front squat, pause style, you perform a regular front squat. You know, you're holding the bar at the shoulders. You go down all the way into a full squat. And to do this, you're going to need to have your heels raised. You either have to stand with your heels on a 2x4, so they're elevated 2 inches, or, much better, buy a pair of Olympic weightlifting shoes with a heel. Wear the Olympic weightlifting shoes when you do the movement. Obviously, that's what Olympic weightlifters do, and they train front squats very seriously as one of their primary movements. So anyhow, the front squat, you go all the way down, keeping your back straight. Back is vertical. You're not rounded forward. You're not leaning forward. That, by the way, is the reason that you elevate the heels. Otherwise, you lean forward.
So this is one instance where you are in support of elevating the heel. I know the back squat, you don't have to do it, right?
I like to do Olympic-style back squats, so I like to elevate the heel on a back squat as well.
Okay.
I much prefer those. Much prefer full squats. Used to do powerlifting-style squats. Used to do parallel. Only do full squats now, and that's a sea change in what I've done, but you know it's a change that's you know the result of being 30 years more experienced and 30 years smarter.
Right.
So that's where I am on that. But going back to the exercise, you go all the way on down into a deep full squat and you pause at the bottom for 2 seconds and then you go back up. Now, the reason that you do it like that is to get the same benefit as the bottom position bench press. You drive back up from a dead stop. Some people might say, okay, well, why don't you get in the power rack, set the bar so you start at the bottom? And the answer is, it's very, very difficult for most people to get themselves in the right position to come back up trying to do it when they're in a full squat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very awkward. It's much easier to start at the regular starting position, go down, pause, and then go back up. And the front squat is a challenging movement anyway. It's difficult for a lot of people because it's difficult to get their hands positioned and their elbows up the way they need to be up. It's difficult to keep the spine straight and maintain the erect position. So rather than make it more difficult by suggesting that someone do a bottom position start in the power rack, I make it easy. Just go down, pause, and then come back up. Now, you may say, Brooks, I absolutely refuse to do a full squat. I'm only going to do a parallel squat. Okay, fine. Then go down to your lowest position, whatever it is, pause for 2 seconds, and then go back up. And some people may say, not going to do front squats. I hate them. I'm only going to do back squats. Okay, same thing. Start at the top. Go down to whatever is your lowest position, pause, and then go back up. It's a pause squat. Again, remember, this is a hard movement. You're not going to be able to use anywhere near the weight that you would use in your regular style, and so you need to take that into account when you select weights to use. You need to start with a light weight. If you don't, odds are good that you're going to hurt yourself. You know, you'll hurt your back, you'll hurt your knees, you do something because you have too much pressure on the body, and you twist or somehow move out of position.
Well, let's face it, these movements, especially those that are starting at a dead stop at what is typically the loaded part of the movement, at the bottom, are advanced movements. They are designed to put greater stress on the body.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And they are intended for people who know how to perform the basic exercises in perfect form. Because, and I cannot emphasize this enough, you need to perform all of these movements in perfect form. No cheating, no twisting, no arching. You gotta use the right body dynamics. You just have to do it on all of these.
Right.
So that's the pause-style front squat. Probably going to do better with lower reps because this is an exercise that takes a lot of focus. It challenges your breathing. You don't need a super heavy weight, particularly when you're starting. It's the benefit comes from pushing up out of the dead stop. Okay, the next exercise.
What I'd like to do is, we were going to try to cover the next exercise in this segment, but because of my blabbering, I think we've gone over.
So we'll cover
the last ones in the last segment.
Okay.
Also, a little bit about personalized nutrition, because none of this matters. None of this builds muscle or strength if you're not eating enough and eating right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation nutrition in its tracks. You need MetaCurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Okay.
I will step back and let Brooks work his magic. We have two movements left, right, Brooks?
Three,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Roll with it.
Okay. The first one, the two dumbbell clean and press, a great old-time exercise. Sig Klein used to teach this at his New York City gym back in the day. And one of the people that he taught it to ended up doing pretty well. You know who that was, Carl?
I'm waiting to hear.
John Grimmick.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, so it's got kind of a, you know, good pedigree. But the two dumbbell clean and press, the way Sig Klein taught it, you clean the dumbbells to the shoulders, pause, press them overhead, lower them to the shoulders, lower them to the hang position, and then from the hang position, you clean them again to the shoulders, press them, and so on. And he would have people do that for 10 or 12 reps and eventually work up to 10 or 12 reps with a heavy weight. It is a great muscle builder. It's a great strength builder, and it's a tremendous conditioner. I mean, you know, you want to do something that will get your heart and lungs working, that exercise will do it. So that's a really good exercise, very underused, underrated. And the key to it, of course, is you clean the dumbbells, and you press them on every rep. Now, for those who really don't like doing cleans, here's an alternative. Curl the dumbbells, press them, lower them, curl them, press them. So you're doing the same
combination,
you know,
movement,
same sort of combo.
I had my sister doing that when she was struggling with Parkinson's disease. It's a great movement.
Yeah.
You get a curl, you get a press, and you got to lower them back down again.
Yeah, it's a real good movement, and you know, it's one that pretty much all the old timers used, and you know, it ought to be in greater use today. So the next exercise is the arched back pull-up, which is also sometimes referred to as the Gironda pull-up or the Gironda-style pull-up, because Vince Gironda taught pull-ups, this kind of pull-up, at his gym in North Hollywood. And this is a basic pull-up using a relatively narrow grip, not super wide, relatively narrow. And you do your regular pull-up, but you do two things that make it a special and unique movement. The one is you arch your back, and by arching your back, you get a much tighter contraction of the upper back muscles. The other thing that you do is you try to touch your lower pec to the bar. Not your chin, not your upper chest, your lower pec, you know, which is a huge range of movement. I mean, this is almost like it starts to become a gymnastics movement. Very, very difficult, but very, very effective. Now, a lot of people won't be able to do it. If you're not, you can do pull downs in the same fashion, the same sort of arched back movement. That's a good exercise. The other thing that you can do is you can jump up into the contracted position of the pull-up, pause, and then lower yourself as slowly as possible using the principle of negative resistance. That will allow you to build strength so that eventually you can start performing full-range reps. Gironda, by the way, suggested that people do singles, you know, because he knew it was such an amazingly tough movement. But that's far and away the best way to do pull-ups. And, you know, for my money, it's a lot better to do that movement, which is a very strict, correct peak contraction movement. It's a lot better to do it that way than to add weight to the bar and do a sloppy partial range movement. The final exercise is a relatively simple one, but very underused exercise. I talk about this in dinosaur bodyweight training. Actually, I talk about the pull-ups in dinosaur bodyweight training as well. But this exercise number 7 is the handstand push-up, which back in the day was one of the most common exercises. A lot of great physical culturists, great bodybuilders, great weightlifters did tons and tons of handstand push-ups. And some of them would do them complete freestanding handstand push-up. Others would do them with their feet against the wall. You know what? We've had world and Olympic champions and top bodybuilding champions do them either way. It doesn't matter. The point is, do handstand push-ups. They are an amazingly, amazingly beneficial exercise. And if you do them, and particularly if you work where your hands are on blocks or you're on push-up bars or something so that you have a range of motion where you can do a little bit deeper, fuller movement on each rep, they work even better that way. But handstand push-ups are one of the great shoulder builders and one of the really underrated exercises and a very, very good movement and one that I would highly recommend. So those are the 7 exercises, and we got them done within 1 hour.
Okay. None of this means anything if you're not eating right. In fact, right before the show, I devoured a half a dozen hard-boiled eggs and a spicy salmon sushi roll for the rice, really, more than anything else, in under 4 minutes, because I'll be damned if I'm going to train as hard as I've been training lately and kicking my own butt and not getting something from it. If you're not eating right, you're going to the buffet, but you're not joining in the festivities. There's no better way to personalize your eating style than to turn to Knife Fork Muscle, which is Brooks Kubik's book on not recipes per se, but teaching people the instinct and logic behind how to eat properly. So talk a little about the importance of nutrition. I mean, we always talk about, how do I know if I'm overtraining? I can guarantee you're overtraining if you're training like an animal and you're eating 1,600 calories a day.
That's a good way to put it. Well, and you can also overtrain by eating 3,200 calories or 4,800 calories if they are nutritionless calories. And in Knife Fork Muscle, what I do is I talk about how to optimize your personal diet. I don't come out with a cookie cutter thing, here's what you have to eat. I don't say, I eat this, you need to eat this. What I do is I say, okay, look, here's what you need to do, for example, protein. You need to consume a certain amount of protein. We talk about how much, and I talk about how it will vary from person to person depending on a number of factors, their age, their body weight, how much fat they're carrying, or to put it the other way, the more positive way, how much lean muscle mass they have, and how hard they're training. And then we talk about, okay, how do you get that protein? What are the best sources? And we talk about the best types of foods. We talk about chemicals in foods. We talk about the healthiest protein sources, the best ways to prepare them. And so what you get is a real in-depth review of the whole question of, for example, protein, carbs, fats, whatever. And we talk about things to consider when you put together your optimum diet and nutrition program. So, you know, it's a thinking person's guide to diet and nutrition for strength and muscle building. And it's a really good book and really effective, and we've been getting great reviews about it.
You know that old saying, teach a man to fish and feed him, give a man a fish and feed him for a meal,
yeah.
Teach a man to fish and feed him for a lifetime. Well, what Brooks does is he teaches you how to think about your nutrition so that you can make your own decisions. Because I've done a show with Randy Roach talking about humans in captivity. We have been, instincts and intellect about what we need have been bred out of us. We have to turn to other people to answer questions. You have to regain that instinct again, that intuition again.
Good way to put it.
That's the way the book works. It doesn't give you a handful of recipes and stick to this, my way or the highway. It teaches you how to combine foods, what foods you should be thinking about. Then you take it and you make your own meals. Knife, fork, muscle. How to build muscle with your knife and fork. Because all the activation in the gym will yield no results if you're not eating right, folks. I'm sorry to tell you. If you're one of these eat less for lunch bunch people, I got to lose weight. You'll lose weight when you're eating right and you're eating a lot more food than you think. You know how many people lose weight when they increase their intake? Because they build muscle and the fat disappears. So
it's amazing.
There you go. 7 exercises to build serious muscle mass and strength, and a book to help you feed those gains. Knife, fork, muscle. Get it at brookscubic.com. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me.
See you next week. See you next week. All right, so for the guys out there, stay with me here, because we're going to talk about the relationship between gum disease and prostate cancer. Serious stuff now. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Now the subject turns a little more serious for the guys out there and you gals out there who are the stewards of health for your men in your life. BPH, benign prostate hypertrophy, prostate cancer, and also prostatitis, they have a lot of things in common, namely inflammation of the prostate. And understanding what can help is a very, very important thing to understand. And so my next guest is Dr. Nabil Besada. How you doing, Dr. Besada?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the air with us today. And you're with Case Western Reserve University, and you just published a study looking at the relationship between gum disease and prostate symptoms like inflammation, like prostatitis, correct?
Correct.
So talk about this research. How was the study designed?
Okay. Let's start with the with the concept first. Because if you think about this topic superficially or from the first look, you may say, Dr. Besada, you are crazy. You are talking about prostate problems and gum problems, they're too far from each other. How come there could be or possibly be a relationship between the two?
Well, and I'll tell you what I think about this, right?
So whenever
I see something in the news that says gum disease linked to heart disease, right? My logic is that it is corollary, not causative, and here's why I think this. But I'm prepared to have my opinion changed. I want you to understand something. So my logic goes, well, saliva is a natural filtrate of the blood, and what's going on in the mouth is going on in the body. So it's not necessarily causing the problem, but it is representing what's going on inside the body where you can look at it in the gums.
You said it very clearly and very good. So to start with, we are not talking about cause-effect relationship.
Okay.
But what we are talking about, we are saying that patients who have gum disease, they are at a higher risk to develop other more serious general systemic conditions like the prostate and the heart. So how can we come with that? What will be the explanation for this? Is it true? What is the evidence? How did we design our experiments, which is the question you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. When we started with this, we got quite few patients, basically clinically diagnosed by the urologist as having prostate problem, either enlargement of the prostate, inflammation of the prostate, clinical symptoms, difficulty of urination, frequency of urination. And it's confirmed that there is, on a clinical level, there is a problem with the prostate. That's number one. Then number two, we said we wanted to confirm that those patients having prostate problem. So usually the urologist will do a kind of biopsy to be sure, is it just simple enlargement or simple inflammation, or the more serious one, which is the cancer one. Right. So they do the biopsy. So when we studied this first study in this area, we collected those patients who have confirmed prostatitis or inflammation of the prostate, and by the biopsy, we demonstrated there is significant inflammation of the gland itself, the prostate gland itself. And then the third thing, which usually the urologist does, to do a screening test. They call it the PSA test. That test is a good screening test, but it's not definitive one. Meaning, if you have a healthy prostate, no problems, there is a normal level of the PSA in the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. Actually, it should be very zero. But up to 2 or up to 4 points, very good. After that, if it's getting higher than that, then we start to question. Maybe there is a prostate problem. So we got about 36 patients having those criteria. And then we looked into the mouth now. We looked for a clinical examination of their gum condition. And we tried to stratify those patients either having no periodontal disease or having a kind of periodontal disease. And then we correlated which one of those correlate well in the presence of inflammation of the prostate and the positive biopsy and the high PSA level.
Uh-huh.
We concluded from this simple first study that if you have both conditions, meaning if you have inflammation of the prostate and inflammation of the gums or periodontal disease, the PSA level is significantly higher on those patients compared to each one separately.
Now, you know, I did a show in 2008 that showed that PSA was erroneously named prostate-specific antigen when we know now that it appears in lots of tissue, including the tissue of breast cancer. And so this would make a lot of sense because we know that cancer has a relationship to chronic inflammation. And we also know that if your gums are inflamed, there's a high probability that there is inflammation going on throughout the body.
Yes.
So this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you made a very good example here of the PSA from women who has history of breast cancer. This is very good. The wrong assumption we used to live with till shortly is that the PSA is very unique and very specific to the prostate gland only. And only that marker is produced by the prostate gland when it is not healthy. From that study, we confirmed that there are other places in the body which could increase the level of the PSA in the bloodstream. Mm. And one of those is the gum disease. And it makes sense because gum disease is basically, most of the time,
right,
is inflammatory in nature, meaning chronic inflammation of the gums. Now, the interesting part is that inflammation of the gum is not confined or contained or limited to the mouth only.
Right. Because just the way I said, this is why I said before that, yes, saliva is a natural filtrate of the blood. It's not a one-way process. If you have infection in your mouth, if you have inflammation in your gums, yes, then it's getting into your bloodstream from your mouth as well.
That's very, very good. And that explains the whole theory of why, especially in the elderly people, by aging, why we do see those diseases like heart disease, like diabetes, like osteoporosis, like rheumatoid arthritis, and now we're adding prostatitis as a good example. All the same thing is the level of those systemic inflammatory markers in presence of gum disease will make a susceptible person to have more serious, more severe problem of that organ. It doesn't have to be 100% of the time. They are at a more risk.
Right. Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to touch on another topic that's becoming very, very popular within the research community, and that is the role between microbes and inflammatory processes. Because clearly, our microbiome does not stop at our gut. It continues up the esophagus into the mouth. So I'd like to just touch on if there's any contribution from these microbes in this scenario. We're talking right now with Dr. Nabil, I want to get this right, Besada, and we're talking about the relationship between gum disease and prostate problems. This is a really good topic, and we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show periodontal treatment and whether or not it improves the outcome of these individuals. Stay tuned.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Nabil Bassada. We're talking about the relationship between gum disease and prostate problems in men. And we're going to be talking more about the study in just a moment. And what, if any, outcomes there were from periodontal treatment. Dr. Bassada, there's an emerging area of science that seems very, very exciting, and it's the area of the microbiota, the microbiome. These microbes, we have a relationship with them. They have a relationship with us. We depend on them. They depend on us. When we do the wrong things, the population of microbes seem to shift to unhealthy. When we do the right things, the population of microbes seem to shift to those that support health. What role, if any, do microbes that belong in the mouth play in this scenario of gum disease?
Okay. That's, again, is a very, very good question here. As we know, there are a variety of bacteria present in the mouth. The interesting part is some of those bacteria are innocent, are good, and some are very bad. Now the question is, can we identify the good or separate the good from the bad? That's one question we are struggling with in the research part. The other question too, which we should ask ourselves, when we talk about the role of the microbiota from the mouth to other parts of the body, is the fact that if you have a kind or a specific kind of bacteria present in the mouth, this is the right environment for that bacteria to live without causing any problem.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you translocate that kind of bacteria to another part of the body, it becomes very, virulent, very pathogenic, and very causing a disease in that part of the system. So those are the two general things we have to remember. So it's not a simple question to be answered by a simple answer.
Well, but it begs another question.
Yes.
And that is, when we have when we have inflammation in the gums, the lack of better terms, these things that live in our mouth are easier to breach and get into the bloodstream and travel to other areas of the body. So it would seem that if you have healthy gums, they have a tight form around the tooth, and they are kind of like resistant, if you will, from letting things get in. But if you have inflamed gums, you have bleeding, you have passage of blood in both directions, you have passage of fluid in both directions, into the bloodstream and out of the bloodstream, it would make these bacteria that are fine in the mouth end up in other parts of the body.
Very correct. Now, let's compare now those patients who are free of periodontal disease versus those who had a form of periodontal disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the healthy one, periodontally, there is some kind of like isolation of the bacteria from reaching simply the system,
mm-hmm.
because the gum is lined by a good barrier. That barrier prevents the easy passage or penetration or invasion of those bacteria into the circulation. That's in the normal condition. Now, in a patient with a disease, as a result of the presence of certain bad bacteria in the mouth, and as you said, they will cause inflammation. At the same time, they will cause destruction of this tissues, the collagen tissue forming mm-hmm. that gum, and destroying that barrier I am talking about. That barrier became, instead of being impermeable, now it becomes permeable. So the bacteria can go through easy from the mouth to the general circulation mm-hmm. and settle in any organ we just mentioned, the heart, the joints, the prostate, etc. Now, the question is, it's not only the bacteria, but also the product of the bacteria can penetrate, what we call them the endotoxins. Many of those diseases mm-hmm. are caused by the same type of bacteria, we call them gram-negative bacteria, meaning they are, one of their characteristics is they produce endotoxins. Toxins means, and those toxic substances are very bad to the tissues they settle in. And when you go back to our studies about heart disease at Case Western Reserve University here, we identified, I think, 5 or 6 of those bad organisms or bacteria causing periodontal disease. And we looked into cadavers, autopsy,
mm-hmm.
from patients who just died from accidents. And, you know, when they do the autopsy and analysis, they look at the heart and they look at the blood vessels too, how healthy, how diseased this patient had, this arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis or not. So what we did there, when we worked with the pathologist and they analyzed the condition of the blood vessel, well, especially the heart blood vessels, the blood vessels supplying the heart, we found that if they are diseased, meaning having arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis or what we call hardening of the blood vessels,
right,
which causing the supply of the blood to the heart for nourishment and we live. Now we found that when we did analysis of the microbiome in this studies, we did look into the bacterial DNA of those 5 or 6 of bacteria causing periodontal disease. We found in a great percentage of those bacteria in the mouth are exactly found in the heart blood vessels.
Wow.
And when we did further studies on that, we looked into how bad the narrowing or thickening of the blood vessel wall. We found some correlation. The more bacteria get into the blood vessels there, the more the atherosclerotic lesion were found.
I wonder if those microbes inhibit nitric oxide synthase, because we know that that nitric oxide seems to prevent, or it actually benefits the flexibility and elasticity of blood vessels, and has a almost vasodilatory effect on it. I wonder if the endotoxins produced by those bacteria inhibit the production of nitric oxide, which over time makes the blood vessels harder.
Yes, this is one theory. This is one theory. Now we are expanding our thinking, our knowledge. The more we get new information, the more we think beyond the box. So you are right about that. That's one known theory about the nitric oxide. Now, we are focusing now not only on the bacteria and not only on the result, the outcome of the disease, but more of significance today we're focusing on the interaction between those bacteria and that specific host response. Mm. And that is different from one patient to the other. That's why at the beginning we said, we are not talking about cause-effect, but we're talking about susceptibility or the risk factor. You are at a more risk factor. If I get the same bacteria in the right person susceptible to heart disease, for example, the chances that he will get atherosclerosis and heart failure, heart attack, etc., will be much higher than if you are not a susceptible individual.
So it means predisposition.
If you have a heart disease, be careful about those bacteria to make it worse, or the chances to become more severe than if you don't have heart disease to start with.
Interesting. Okay, I want to take our next commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the results of periodontal treatment on the symptoms of prostate problems. We're talking with Dr. Nabil Besada. We're talking about the relationship between gum disease and prostate problems. This is a very, very important discussion, and one that you can take action with if you have prostate issues and if you are not taking good care of your gums. You'll want to listen to this next segment for sure. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack.
Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, our title sponsor is All-American EFX Sports. You can get a free sample of Carbaline, their superior pre-workout carbohydrate supplement that will help you power through even the most difficult routines with power to spare. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and get your free sample of Carbaline today. We're talking today with Dr. Nabil Besada from Case Western. We're talking about the relationship between gum disease and prostate problems. Now, Dr. Besada, if in fact the relationship is more than just casual, one would think that treating periodontal disease would improve outcomes in prostate problems. What did your study find?
Okay, that's again another good question, because answering this question is the more definitive answer to the problem we just talked about. So in that study, what we did, we studied patients who already confirmed, as we said, with prostate problems and at the same time having periodontal disease problem. Then the patients who had periodontal disease, half of them we treated the condition, the periodontal condition. We eliminated the bacteria we talked about. And more important, we eliminated the inflammation present in the gums, in the mouth. And then we compared the outcome of the periodontal treatment on the prostate clinical signs and symptoms, if you treat and if do those we don't treat. What did we find? We find in those, interestingly, that those patients, 4 to 6 weeks after non-surgical periodontal treatment, just to get rid of the bacteria and inflammation, their complaints about the symptoms of the prostate became significantly less, meaning less urination, less going to the bathroom, less pain, less difficulty, and the lifestyle is getting better. Most of those patients reported after the periodontal treatment without any further treatment of the prostate condition. So that is a very good indicator.
Now, since PSA seems to be a more important indicator when taken into account the added gravity of also having periodontal disease, did we see any changes in their PSA levels?
That's a correct. And this is a very good point. Now, when we looked at those patients who are having prostate symptoms, we divided them into two groups. Those who are having very high PSA level versus just a little higher level. After periodontal treatment, we noticed that those patients who started with a very high PSA level, their PSA level after periodontal treatment became significantly lower. What does that mean? Okay, if the prostate is more specific to the if the PSA is very specific to the prostate problem, then it is not really very specific in the sense of if we eliminate inflammation in other parts of the body, it will have an impact on the reduction of the PSA level.
Right.
And that's why you heard lately that test is a very screening test. It's not a final definitive test because it could be affected by other pathological or inflammatory conditions present in the body. So that is interesting, but from that point of view, if you look at it from the specific theory, sure, if I get PSA level high and then I treat the mouse and I get it less, that's even further proof that there is a link.
Right.
If we intervention treatment for the periodontal disease, it will have also an impact on improvement of the PSA level as well as the clinical symptoms of the disease. So we showed that very clearly. What are we doing now? We are looking into the mechanisms. How that scientifically could be explained. So that's relative to the prostate. How this issue became obvious to us here. In a previous study, we looked into patients with rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the same design of the study. We got patients with severe rheumatoid arthritis, very difficult to manage by the rheumatologist. And we looked in those patients who having periodontal disease versus who do not have, and then we treated the one we had, and a few weeks after that treatment, the symptoms of the rheumatoid arthritis became clinically much less than those who did not receive periodontal treatment. So my point here, the mouth is not separated from the body. It's a part of the whole system. There is a complexity in the connection between all the parts of the body. What is the thread for that is, as you said, any inflammation of any organ in the body will increase the inflammatory markers present in the blood, can settle in any place, producing those problems we just talked about.
Yeah, and that was what I was going to say. I mean, the mouth is like is better than an injection. It's getting into the blood and it's going to settle wherever it wants to in the body. Okay, so in these studies, did you look at any systemic inflammatory markers like CRP or tumor necrosis factor?
Yes,
we did. Did they go down with periodontal disease? I mean, a periodontal treatment.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about CRP. The CRP is a very sensitive inflammatory marker to the point that it is commonly used in practice among physicians to see if there is a hidden kind of
risk.
Low-grade chronic inflammation in the system.
Right.
So it is a very reliable test. So when we studied that, again, we brought a group of patients, and we divided them into subgroups. Patients who are having heart problems, different, like severe angina and all the different clinical conditions in the heart, or patients having only severe periodontal disease but the heart is in a good shape, or number three, they have both, and the number four group having neither, this and this. And then we compared the PSA level, the CRP level on those patients. What did we find? We found that patients who struggle of those two disease conditions, the heart problem and the gum problem, the CRP level is significantly higher than the other three conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That is another good evidence of the importance of having a sensitive test like the CRP test to indicate if there is a significant systemic inflammatory marker. You have to find out and take care of it before it affects other organs.
Yeah, that's great. And that's exactly what I was wondering. So really, along with periodontal treatment, a person who has gum disease, periodontal disease, and prostate issues would not only be wise to seek help in remedying their periodontal disease, but also should seek help in finding therapeutic protocols to address chronic inflammation in general in their body to, A, give the recovery of the periodontal disease a little extra push, but more importantly, give systemic inflammation some better suppression as well. Would you agree with that statement?
That's a great statement. Let me rephrase it my way. But you did very well. In the past, we used to say the goal of gum treatment is to save teeth. Today, we added to these, not only to save the natural teeth, but also to protect your system from more serious systemic conditions. So when you take care of your mouth, you achieve those two goals. Not only keeping the teeth in the mouth, because by itself, keeping the teeth in the mouth, but not in a healthy condition, doesn't help the whole system, the whole body. So part of the objective of taking care of, number one, getting rid of the bad bacteria in the mouth, and more important, getting rid of the chronic inflammation of the gums, that will reduce the risk to have more systemic problems.
I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to ask you the time frame in which periodontal disease was addressed and you saw the changes in the markers and as well as the subjective scoring of these individuals suffering with prostate problems. We're talking with Dr. Nabil Bisada. This is a really important show, folks. We do a lot of shows where we identify scientific information that gives us a glimpse into why diseases happen. But many of those shows are waiting for drug therapies or more research, or now we have to get this question answered. This is something you could take action with today. If you are a man and you are developing prostate problems now, or you've had them for a while and your doctor has talked to you about treating them, but no one has talked to you about gum disease, get in to see your dentist now. Now. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it. The beat that I'm banging.
Welcome back.
Is delicious.
You know what? I said something going into the break before, and I said, look, if you have prostate problems and you have not talked to your dentist about helping you get any kind of gum disease under control that you may have, if you brush your teeth and they bleed a lot, if your gums are puffy and inflamed looking or receding, you notice, oh my goodness, I can actually see the beginning of the root of my tooth. You need to get into your dentist because bad things are seeping into your bloodstream that are affecting your prostate. But more importantly, if you don't have prostate problems yet, don't wait. Get your mouth looked at. Get your gums taken care of. Your gums should not be bleeding if you're brushing normally. You should not have puffy, red, inflamed gums. Your gums should not be pulling away from the teeth. These are all signs that you have gum disease. And this is something you can take action with today. Dr. Besada, how long did it take once the therapeutic intervention to control the periodontal disease was implemented? How long did it take to see positive changes in the prostate and the markers?
Okay, that's a good question. The answer is, it depends on the severity of the disease to start with. If we're talking about in the early stages of periodontal disease, in the mild stages, it probably takes 4 to 6 weeks. After you eliminate all the bacteria and you see clinically the disappearance of all the signs you just talked about, bleeding, puffiness, and redness of the color of the gum. Now, if you see the patient at a later stage, in the moderate stages of the disease, of course, the treatment will be more sophisticated. We need to look into why we get accumulation of bacteria, and we want to make those areas around the teeth accessible for toothbrushing and flossing. So in those cases, we have to resort to a mild kind of what we call gum surgery to make the teeth more accessible for the toothbrush and the floss to remove those. The third stage, if you get the very severe, obviously, here we need more sophisticated type of surgery. It will be more extensive, more expensive. It takes more time. And also the outcome is not as guaranteed as we treat mild disease. So in other words, we follow the same old concept. Prevention is always better than treatment, than cure. Now, the beauty of this system here, management or prevention of gum disease is very simple, is not expensive, it doesn't take much of your time. All it takes, you will keep your teeth, you maintain your teeth, you will keep your smile, as well as you reduce your risk for other systemic problems. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of taking care of your system. Like anything else in the body, you need a good diet and a good exercise. Those are good preventive things. Everything shown to be those to be very, very useful. So we recommend that in order to prevent further problems later on.
Well, and the nice thing about preventing gum disease is 80% of it is the user, the person. It's not like you have to go, you may have to go to a dentist to get things under control, to get a deep scaling done. But then after that, it's up to you, flossing and brushing and making sure that you take good care of your mouth is within your control. It doesn't cost anything.
Okay.
Do you want to speak to that? Because then I have one last question.
Actually, there are two components are important. Both are as important to the maintenance of good periodontal health. The first one, which we talked about, is the home care. How to properly brush. How to take the time. We need a couple minutes to brush and floss every day. That is a good timing to prevent colonization of the bacteria before they produce the disease. The other part is what we call the professional cleaning. There are certain areas, specifically under the gum line and between the teeth. Those are difficult areas for the everyday cleaning. So you need professional help to assist you in getting rid of those bacteria before further colonization and calcification, and they become like tartar. That's why we need the frequency to see your dentist every period of time.
6 months, every 6 months for a good cleaning. I find that every six months is adequate.
We have every patient is different. 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, depending on the susceptibility of that individual to gum disease, because not all of us are susceptible to the same level. There is also a genetic component there. Mm-hmm. So we know from the progression and the history of the disease, if that person has progression of the disease so fast, I like to see that patient at a shorter period of time. Versus the other one who is not susceptible and does his homework very good, I need to see that patient at a longer period of time, up to 1 year.
Okay, we only have about 4 minutes left to discuss this. A gum disease is one problem, but obviously loose-fitting fillings that get caries and bacteria underneath them, cavities in general, do these contribute to the hygiene problem that leads to inflammation that could also affect prostate? Maybe it's not your gums. Maybe you have other things going on in the teeth themselves.
Well, that's true. When ideally, we need bacterial plaque-free mouth. But can we achieve that 100% all the time? No. But we want to be sure that the bad bacteria, the ones you talked about, that's the one we want to get rid of. So if you have a loose or broken filling and the bacteria sneak there, of course, that will be not good because it has an impact on the surrounding gum tissue too. It's not separate. It's not only affecting the tooth, but the gum first, because the bacteria will be getting closer to the gum, causing more inflammation and ulceration or breakdown of that barrier we just talked about.
Well, I've made pleas to the audience, the men out there, the women who love the men out there, to make sure that if you have prostate problems, that you seek help from your dentist to eradicate any periodontal disease. And if you don't have prostate problems, keep it that way by making sure you keep your mouth in check. But what would you like to say to clinicians out there, maybe general practitioners, people who are seeing men patients? What would you like to say to them as a result of this research?
The number one thing is education of our patients. Still a lot of this information we just briefly mentioned today, they're not very clearly in the mind of most people. You know, the simple diseases of the mouth, since especially gum disease is not a disease associated with pain or discomfort, especially in the early stages, usually we postpone this. Well, we'll take this later, as you know. And we need education. Number one, the link between the health of the mouth to the general health, your heart, your joints, your kidneys, your pancreas. And nowadays, there are a lot of studies coming in the last 3 or 4 years now dealing with cancer, especially cancer of the pancreas and cancer of the colon and rectum. Those are very serious conditions. And the more we know, the more we need more education. And we know the significance and the importance of having a healthy mouth in order to prevent the chance of having those diseases so you can live a healthy, enjoyable life.
Dr. Besada, I want to thank you for being on the air with me today.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
So there you have it. You guys out there, make sure that your gums are in check. Regular dental visits, and don't allow periodontal disease to creep up on you. And if you do have prostate problems, go see your dentist right away and make sure that you have all of the periodontal disease eradicated from your mouth to improve your chances of getting over your prostate problems. Also want to thank Brooks Cubic for the first hour, 7 musts if you want to build muscle and strength. Go to his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com today, and check out his book, Knife, Fork, Muscle, so that all of the hard work in the gym pays off by producing more muscle, because if you don't eat, you're not going to grow. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with Casual Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Until then, thanks for listening.